Vanderbilt and Riverfront Trail, a romantic landscape. Romantic is a term applied to landscape that is meant to look natural, not designed. Although it is easy to see how guests of the Vanderbilts fell in love with the estate's lawns and gardens, even before they saw the mansion that hid behind the artfully planted and pruned foliage, Hyde Park is thought to be the country's oldest surviving romantic landscape. Its roots extend deep in time, perhaps as far back as the late 1700s. A most notable planting is the tree to your left, the ginkgo. This rare specimen, planted over 200 years ago, is described in more detail by National Park Service Chief of Natural Resource Management for the Roosevelt Vanderbilt National Historic Site, Dave Hayes.
This ginkgo is one of the largest ginkgos in North America by most big tree standards. It was planted sometime between 1795 and 1835. We don't know exactly when it was planted. The interesting thing about ginkgo trees in general is they're an ancient type of tree. They're known as living fossil because there are fossil records with ginkgo leaves in them that look exactly like modern ginkgo leaves today. And it's very resistant to disease, it's very resistant to pests, and that made it a pretty nice landscape tree for landowners who wanted to have a specimen tree in their property that was going to last. And if you look at this ginkgo tree, you'll see that for a 200-year-old tree, it's in pretty good shape.
Dave Hayes directs your attention to other noteworthy tree species.
As you're standing by the ginkgo tree with your back to the mansion, look down the lawn and you'll see a large tree with a weeping shape to it. And it's got a couple of hemlock trees, conifer trees on either side of it. That is a weeping beech. There are about 45 different species of trees on the estate.
The plantings also delivered an additional aesthetic benefit.
We know that this landscape was designed. It was not just random. And these plantings were often put in place to give you a certain view as you walked along a path, to make a feature hidden until just the right moment when you'd come around a curve and boom, there would be the mansion suddenly come up. And each of these estate owners had some interest in horticulture.
In 1940, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a Hyde Park native and self-proclaimed tree farmer, was so impressed with the collection and condition of the estate's trees that he influenced Congress to enter the property into the National Park Service. The NPS has honored the legacy of the land by working to keep the landscape as close to its original state as possible, including replacing a dead tree with the same species and variety. You could say they're working to keep the romance alive.